Everybody, I wonder if you were watching the inauguration of Joe Biden as President of the USA, or perhaps you've read his speech afterwards, or equally, perhaps you've done neither of those things. But if you have watched or read it, you'll have heard Joe Biden mention St. Augustine. Now, St. Augustine, I think, is a really interesting saint for us. He was born in the 4th century in what's now Algeria. And he was the ambitious child of ambitious parents. And through the generosity of a benefactor, his parents were able to pay for him to have the best education that was available at the time. And Augustine excelled. And then he went on from his education, first to Carthage, then to Rome, then to Milan. All centres of power and influence, and he was trying to do his absolute best to climb up the ladder of power and become powerful and influential. And alongside that, he was having a really good time. We know from his own writings that he used to absolutely love to party and party hard. So we have this ambitious man who likes partying, and then something happens to him. He becomes a Christian. And Augustine is a theologian, a thinker about desire. And part of what prompts his conversion to Christianity is that he realizes that all the things that he desired, power, wealth, influence, fun, left him feeling slightly shallow. They didn't actually fulfill him at the deepest level of his being. So he was searching for something else. This is why Augustine could write later, writing about God, "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." For Augustine, desire is not bad, because desire can lead us to God. The problem is that we get sidetracked in our desires. We end up desiring a new pair of shoes, the latest PlayStation. We end up desiring power. We end up desiring control. We end up desiring things that some of which we can't achieve. And others, even when we get them, they aren't as good as we thought they were. It's how advertising works, isn't it? It tries to stimulate our desires. If you buy this, then your life will be a bit better. But then next time we have to buy the latest version. So desire isn't bad, but it can get misdirected. So we keep on thinking about that idea of desire and human beings as desiring beings. That's why we can see Joe Biden say in his inauguration address, quoting Augustine, "A people is a multitude defined by the common objects of their love." A people is a multitude defined by the common objects of their love. You could say of their desire. So we're not just a gang of individuals. We become a people, we become a group, we become a community when we have common objects of love, common objects of desire. So I was thinking about that as I was reflecting on us being in another phase of online school and what brings us together as a people, scattered as we are around the world. Yet we are not just individuals in all our different houses and various other places that we are. We are a common people. We're defined by common loves. As Wellingtonians, some of that will be based around friendships, some of that will be based around house, some of that will be based around wider school. But we have things in common. And that is what makes us a community. Augustine would say that we need to pay attention to our desires. Are they leading us in a good direction? Or are they leading us ultimately to a dead end, to things that will not really satisfy us? So I encourage us this week just to reflect on the things that we do desire. How life-giving are they? Have we desired similar things in the past and then had them, received them? They've turned out not to be quite what we thought they would be. Are our hearts restless? And if so, what could we do to get them at peace?